President Obama and the First Lady were on The View, with the president talking about his daughter's school basketball team.
The girls, they play like a team. Congress could take some lessons from the Vipers.
Our dueling commentators Cal Thomas and Bob Beckel weigh in on the talk show campaigning. We start with Bob Beckel.
Surely there are more substantive venues than these. In fact, President Obama, instead of meeting with other world leaders at the UN this week, chose to go on The View. Bad scheduling and bad political tactics? Neither. It's all about what the candidates' pollsters tell them about which voter groups need attention. President Obama is doing well with single working women, but not married women. So why not The View? Obama suffers from a somewhat aloof perception, so who better to carry the Obama is family man message than Michelle? Mitt Romney's problem is a sense among the electorate that he's just some serious rich guy. So what better way to personalize Romney than to put him on with his wife on Kelly Ripa? Bad scheduling and bad politics? Hardly. Better put, it's necessary scheduling and smart politics.
And now a different perspective from Cal Thomas. Good morning, Cal.
Good morning, gentlemen. You know, as I recall, this sort of thing began when someone talked Richard Nixon into saying, "Sock it to me," on the old Laugh-In TV program. It was supposed to humanize Nixon and make him more likable. I think he was a little short of achieving that goal. Now they all go on The Tonight Show, Letterman, and even the chick fest called The View. And let's not forget Kelly Ripa and whoever her co-host is. What's next? Animal Planet to show they love dogs and cats? In my view, this diminishes the office for those who hold it and those who seek it. Asking inane questions about your favorite color, and if you were a tree, what kind of tree would you be, is demeaning, especially when there are life and critical economic issues to discuss. Can anyone imagine Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, or John Adams devaluing the office by going on these shows? It adds to the further trivialization of politics and government and encourages people to decide for whom to vote based on emotional and irrelevant criteria. Well, guys, I guess they might as well do American Idol now. What do you think, Mike and John?
Maybe that's next. They'll both be on there.
Don't make the suggestion.
America's Got Talent, who knows? Cal Thomas, Bob Beckel, part of commentary and analysis from all sides on WTOP. You can read Cal and Bob's Common Ground column in USA Today.